Simon Tafresh Man Hachasukah, Sef Chas to the end.
First, has that Hochi Drachim? Somebody who's a Hochi Drachim. Beyond Potom Sukhim Beyond, Bechem Belayla Chodachim 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 Belayla. So, there's a machlekes between the the machlekes between Magavam and the Lavash, it's like a machlekes in terms of how to learn up this. How to learn this up in this halacha. This is your part of a yom is that you don't have to wait to eat until you get to the sukkah. And that which it says your chayv v'layla means that when you come to a makom yishuv over there, you have to look around to see if you have a sukkah. If you have a sukkah around. Omdam zamlei shalon shaman based on nachim shem sukkah. If you don't have a sukkah, you're not mechuyav to go to build a sukkah. So that's the lavush is that if you're traveling for one day, you're not mechuyav to go ahead and build a sukkah. What it means is that part of the yom is why you're traveling. You're part of the yom. You don't have to wait to get the sukkah unless you have one b'li tercha. And chayim v'layla means when you come to the makom lina, you're chayim v'layla that you have to look around to see if there's a sukkah. But if there's no sukkah, you're not mechuyav to go ahead spending your night going ahead and building the sukkah. Magravam spelik. My Ram says that which is a part of a sukkah b'yayim means that when you get to the hotel, your putter, you don't have to look around for a sukkah. When you get to Makom Yishuv and you're in the hotel, if you want to eat right away, you can be putter. Chayim v'layla means that you're mechuyev to go ahead and build a sukkah. Even if you're by the goyim, you have a chiyev to go ahead and sukkah. Because we're very excited to go machalik this over here. Somebody is traveling one night, he's stopping off in some hotel somewhere. Is he mechuyev to go out and build a sukkah? That's the lavush is that for one night you're not mechuyev to build a sukkah. That which you say chayv v'layla doesn't mean that you have to go ahead and build a sukkah. Chayv v'layla just means that you should look around to see if there's a sukkah. Try to find around to see if there's a sukkah. Hashem gave das of the lavush. On the other hand, of the Magen Avraham, the person is mechuyev to go ahead and build a sukkah. And if you're there for one night, you're going to mechuyev to go build a sukkah. So the word is that a person is not, when a person is traveling, a person is not, how taste we came to do.
It's not a normal thing when a person is traveling. There's no reason. Then when a person is traveling, it's not a normal thing to spend a rave of your day building something. Therefore, being that it's not a normal thing to do, therefore, that's the reason why a person is going to be part of this. The Emek Bracha in Chasukah says, very interesting, I guess. So let's say somebody's going traveling one night, you have to go on a business trip, you're traveling one night. He says he would recommend not doing it, because we have a little bit of Mandashach over here. According to Magen Avraham, what do I have to do? Go overnight? I have to go to Chasukah. According to Lavash, build a sukkah. So according to the Lush, if I build a sukkah, what am I doing?
It makes
me a chamay. Which is not really so necessary. He's not so happy. Make a sukkah is not so necessary. Which, if I'm part of it, he wants to see maybe I should be doing it. According to the Magen Avraham, it's a sukkah. Therefore, he says he doesn't like you. He doesn't want you traveling because of the machlekes. He's saying if I have no chiyuv to build a sukkah, so then what am I doing? That's what I want to tell. The psak of the Mishnah Berurah and the psak of Moshe Achronim is that we pass on like the lavush, that if you travel for one night, so at night you know mechuyav to go ahead and build a sukkah for one night. It's not a normal thing to.
Okay, is only for actually traveling.
So I forget that second. He's got to have a when a person you know mechuyav to go ahead and build a sukkah for one night, therefore you're going to be part from a sukkah, it's vital. If you can find a sukkah in the area of Adi Mukhif to do it, you can find it, then a person has to go ahead and find it. But Kishlam Balei Makim Yishav, he has Chayav L'shtadel, Ula Yimsa Siva Mashkan, Ezi Yudi Sheish Sukkah, he's Mukhif to try to go to find a place where a person will let him sleep, but if he...
What?
shuls have sukkahs.
Yeah, nowadays the shuls have sukkahs. Well, in the days it wasn't that it wasn't always mitzvahs. I'm saying, but you're out in China, you're in Hong Kong. I don't know. Okay, now it's probably the babich of that. You're in some funky place. I don't know. No Jews there. So I'm mechuyev to build a sukkah. That's the Magen Avraham is. I'm mechuyev to build a sukkah night. That's the vash. Now mechuyev to sukkah. Mishmaru goes with that's the vash. And at night you would not be mechuyev to go and build a sukkah. Now, Zakta Mishmaru, if you can be there for a while. If you can be there for a while, he says, then Avadi, you would be mechuyev to stay and build a sukkah. He says, if you're there 3-4 days, for one night, you come to a place, you're not going to sit there going crazy, build the whole night, that's the chasar and the tish, you're going to do it. If you're kaveh there, you go, you know, you have no right to say, oh, okay, I'm on a business trip, I'm going to Hong Kong for a sukkah, so I'm paying myself a sukkah. Very nice, I'm traveling, but I'm there for a couple of days. Once I'm there for a couple of days, I'm in one place for a couple of days. Now that's just like in my house, I have to go build a sukkah. It's hard to build a sukkah, it's a terrible build a sukkah. I have to go on the roof, I have to do it here, I have to do it there. I'm going to be mishtal and do a sukkah. So too, once I'm kavua somewhere, then I'm going to build a sukkah. I'm only there for one day. So we're saying that that's not a normal thing that a person be matriach to spend most of his time when he's on the trip to sit there building something. That's abnormal. And therefore, a person is going to be potter. But Avada, once he's there for a couple of days, 3-4 days, then Avada, this is his house now. And just like in your house, you have to build a sukkah. It costs money. It's tercha. It's this. We don't care. Avada, the person we have to go ahead and build the sukkah. So it's interesting. It says 3 or 4.
But Shabbos, Kol Moed is always the mountains.
The Pimagalim has a suffix in terms of spending money. How much money? We're saying, let's say there one night, right? We're there one night, we said, to try to find a sukkah. Building a sukkah, you don't have to do. We have to try to go ahead and build a sukkah. So Pimagalim has a shayla. How much money do you have to spend in order to go ahead to try to build to build a sukkah? What?
Hotel. You spend for hotel.
So we go on the first interpretation involves the whole discussion. Maybe how much you spend on a mitzvah say. Some say maybe you have to spend the ishul nechasa, maybe you have to spend belachas, you have to spend more than that. It's not clear how much money does that get. We have to spend a lot of money to mekayim a mitzvah. Zakti Pirmei Gadim over here could be different. Why? Because over here we're dealing with the teshuva ki to deal with the kesvara. And he says that the whole right, the sukkah has to be like your house. And he says, a person for one night's vacation, you don't spend so much money, right? Right? Normal people? No. don't spend.
That's all across the world.
What do you say? No, okay, whatever. It's a change. But it's saying, a person doesn't spend so much money on one night. So a person spends so much money on one night, they have an amachiyav. So the price for the price will go up. A person would spend the amount of money. So by the a person is traveling, you get to a place and you have to try to find a sukkah. So you knock on somebody's door, you say, can I sleep in your sukkah? He goes, no, okay, I pay you $500. I say, sure. So what do you say?
Some
pay by
$100,
some pay by $800. Oh, okay, fine. That's what I'm saying. The you start up to a person who says that you're not spending like a tenth of your money because you spend so much money up on one night stay, but you have to just figure out what a person would spend for that type of thing. The Mikhail's gather in Gimel Amud Beis is, he says, thumbs down, sukkah, he says, the gather is that a person, like we said before, how nice you have to make your sukkah, how much money you have to spend. So the Mikhail in Gimel Amud Beis says that gather we said over that. How much you spend like on a week's vacation? You know, that's how nice you have to make a sukkah. How much money you have to make a sukkah? You have to put in air conditioning, you have to put in heating. Do you have to, you know, what a person would spend, how much effort would a person spend on Diras Arai? And that's the get to how much a person would spend. So, come on, get to Halacha Maisi. You go somewhere, so you have a one night business vacation. What's the Halacha? On the plane, what's the Halacha? Patagoga. You get to the hotel, what's going to be the Halacha?
Look around a little.
Look for a you have to go around and try to find a sukkah. Look around a sukkah. You know, try to find the local Lubavitcher place. Try to find some place. You have to try to find a sukkah. If the guy doesn't want you to pay, try to pay him off a little bit and see try to go ahead and spend money in order to go ahead and do it. Now the Magen Avraham brings down a Yishalmi from. That's what I'm going to do. Yishami brings down that Avuna was going to Darach and he was very thirsty, didn't want to drink until he came to the Sukkah. So you see, there is a Midas Chasidus to even Halachi Darach not to go ahead and eat out of the Sukkah. I was like, and there's a Midas Chasidus for one to go ahead and be Machmer. This is Makal Machmer. What? Right. Then the Kuda. So obviously, I mean, the Magen Avraham sounds like there would be a mile of somebody being Machmer, but rather the Ikar Din is about the Halacha Dogs Biyom. Kemuvan, if it's going to be Chasar and Sinchus Yantiv, obviously, Kipshuta, there wouldn't be anything to be Machmer to go on a plane and. I know somebody who wouldn't come to Eretz Yisrael on Sukkot. Why? Because he didn't want to be out of the Sukkah on the flight. But that's not the halacha. That's not Potter. You know, it's halachah d'vachim halachah potter. Friday going to Eretz Yisrael is a mitzvah. Well, it's a mitzvah coming to Eretz Yisrael. It's a mitzvah. Sukkot night is beautiful. You got the aliyah. No, I can find him. Right. But this writer, you have to try to find a sukkah. You have to spend some amount of money. Like you're going to, if you're in that place and you can pay the hotel to build your sukkah, if it'd be such a way of doing it, you know, then you have to spend whatever, you know, how much a person would spend for a dearest sarai. But the Ikar Din is that Halachi Drachim, we pass in that writer. If you're there for a couple of days, you have to go ahead and build a sukkah, Mam Shechiv. If you're just there a short amount of time, then you have to look around for a sukkah, and you have to go ahead and build a sukkah. Now,
you got to the place in the sukkah that was possible. That means you're now, there's no way of fixing this. Now you're considering Halachi Drachim in the
Kotel. If I was a Halachi Drachim.
Sure, because I go to a music park, Muhammad, they have to have a sukkah again there. It's totally
not sure. So discuss that a second about Tiol and whatever. But let's say you're going on a business trip to wherever it is, and they say this is a kosher sukkah, and there's no kosher sukkah. So now you're in the same matzah. You're not going to build a sukkah Reva Laila. If you have 3-4 days, you're stuck. You know, so you have to make sure and build a sukkah. Same thing. The same way if your house is sukkah, comes possible on sukkahs, and you know, what should you do? You can't eat. I don't know.
But it's 80% built already. It's a little bit possible. You have to
blame it. Yeah, I'm saying you'd have to. Yeah. Same way, like, I remember the first night of sukkahs, like in the middle of Kiddush, I was by my shwager, and all of a sudden the schach flew off. So, when I was zuka, I myself, you know, can't eat, right? What? The schach flew off the first night of sukkahs. What? What's your question exactly?
So, what are you supposed to do? Say,
you
want to go to a neighbor?
You mean Aina?
What is that?
I'm saying, yeah, go to neighbors.
Why not?
Two people.
I'll go upon him. So, kids, if you're there 3-4 nights, we'll have to go on a second. Now, when I get a teal, so the shah that somebody goes on a Cholamai trip in terms of what's going to be the halacha, when I get his yeshiva's sukkah. So, the shah in terms of the halachai derech, what's considered the halachai derech? So we'll start with the machmirin. The one, their Ramosha and Tshuva, Shem Zalman, they want to say that Halachai Derech, Boston Rashi, is you going for Schera. So Rashi writes, why are you going for Schera? He goes, because that's something which is, business has Hebechrich, and therefore you have a din of Halachai Derech. If somebody's just going for fun, so Zakar Ramosha, that's not considered a Halachai Derech, and Bichai Gavna, you're not going to be Pata. Because tells us the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham says somebody takes the Mikas Dam on Yantiv, I consider him a star. So he says, Magen Avraham says, two Malachim over there, but one Malachim says, that being that I brought it upon myself, therefore that's not called a Mitzdar. So a star is I brought myself, not called Tzas. So over here, I decided to go somewhere, so that's not considered Halachai Derech, because I just uprooted myself from it, and it's only when it's Hechrechi, then you're allowed to do it. That's on Mishael, the Shemazam and Hel. There's another svara that we find that by tzitzis, the Gemara brings down that even though tzitzis is an optional mitzvah, but in the riska, bizman, if a person patents when it's a time when there's when Akash Baruch Hu, Kaviyach is angry, it's a zman of din, then for not doing mitzvahs, I say, for not wearing tzitzis, even though I'm a chuvit tzitzis, but if I'm patent myself and doing a mitzvah, that's not a good thing to do. So Sotovir, they want to say also, it's like if you're patting yourself from a sukkah, if you have to go by Hechrechi, that's one thing, but just go for pleasure purposes, that would not be considered a reason, and therefore they want to say you shouldn't go ahead and do it.
I
okay, so I'll get that in a second. Now, Ramesh is very interesting, because in the second Shuvah he writes, the guy is going to Eretz Yisrael, oh, that's a mitzvah, okay, that's good. If you're in another town, another city, you're out in Switzerland, there's only time to go see the Alps or something like that. He goes, oh, okay, maybe that's Hachrechi, he can't do any other time. But Stam Zay Tiyo, pleasure, he doesn't really agree with such a thing, and he knows that one should not go ahead and do it. Now, I'm going to get some Rashi Schoira. I don't know if it's a Raya, because I don't know if they, you know, the concept of Chol Moed trips, I mean, it's not a new thing, but like, that was a normal thing when they left the house. I don't know what, I'm not sure what entertainment they went to, like the they took a walk in the forest. They took a walk in the forest. What, I don't know. Okay, I'm not sure exactly.
They went to the waterfall.
Huh? Okay, I'm not sure. I don't know. I don't know exactly, but could be like that was the malazach. That was the normal thing. Which when you okay, Derek was you traveled when you had to go for business. You didn't travel just to go tour the world. I don't know. Maybe they just didn't have that concept. I'm not really exactly sure in terms of that. But the Gaya, in the Deriska, that you got punished on mitzvahs as say. So that's only by tzitzis. If you're doing something like you're doing a kunst to pat yourself and wearing tzitzis, or you're trying to pat yourself and wearing tzitzis. Like Tosis says in Erechim that not wearing tzitzis is only olden days where they used to work on Dal Kanfis. You don't wear Dal Kanfis, therefore it's a taina. But if it's manazah, which Lav Dafka people walk around with a four-cornered bag. It's the Lav Dafka you have the Indian of in the Deriska. And the Nusach we saw from the Chazanis. Chazanis said, like, a sukkah is not a jail. Right? It can't be that sukkah is a jail. It's like locking you in. And therefore, to say that a person is not allowed to go somewhere in order to, for his own pleasure, that's something which is Mestomach Kenegah the Mechuvan. Of that's it's connected to the of that mitzvah, and it's pretty mukubab as manazah. That's considered a tzarech. So it's part of sechus yontiv. Teal is considered chelik sechus yontiv. No, I'm allowed to go now. Okay, drachma is pater. The question is, okay, drachma is pater. Now I'm allowed to go. What was your example? Six Flags. We're going to go to Great Adventure. Okay, so want to go? You want to travel to go to? What? Okay, but I'm saying back in my days, they didn't have sukkahs. In those days, it wasn't rented out, but whatever, it was different matzav. Anyhow, so the shaila is, am I allowed to go there or not on sukkahs? So Ramesh is saying, like, oh, just come, what are you doing? Like, yeah, anyhow, like, supposed to be learning on Chol Hamoed, right? Like Yishami says, Yishami brings down, one of the Amorim said, he had a koyach to mevatel Chol Hamoed, he mevatel it, because what's tachas Chol Hamoed? That's Chol Hamoed is in order to learn, so like, I was like, what are you doing? Like, why are you going now? It means you're going after Sukkot. You know, and therefore, like, what's this whole teal business? Well, it's pretty mukuba al b'zman hazeh. It's considered a tzayrach, and it's part of Sukkot Yontif, and there's only time you could do it. You know, Ramesh was masking the guys in a faraway country. If there's only time you could do it, he's masking Ramesh, right? So people will work.
What's the sort of that?
Because then it's a chari, kilo. That's something which you need to do. Whatever. It's a lost opportunity now. It's a lost opportunity now. So chay drachim is like, I have to do it. So what's a chari? I have to go for business. Stop to enjoy myself a little bit more. Make a day. So it's a lost opportunity. I'm in Switzerland. The only time you see the Alps, he's masking. But you know, in our society, you know, we work most of the year. Some people at least like about him. And cholma is the time which hopefully they're taking off. Which brachim achshad dare. Now people do take off. You know, when I was growing up, not so much. But Al Kapanim, therefore, that's considered like a tzairach, and then it's pretty mukuval to say that Maisa Dabik said it all. Ritarach, and Maisa Yubik said the Padrim. But this is a was like, well, it's mutter, but like, you're shaita, you have to understand what you're giving up. You're giving up mitzvah sukkah. So, you know, Six Flags is cool, right? It's great. But to give up mitzvah sukkah for that? He doesn't think. You have to realize what you're missing. Well, yeah, you want to? Can you do it? Yeah. Would he recommend it? Does he think it's a great idea? And you know, then he wouldn't.
But not going to stay in Sukkot. That fundamentation thing is there.
By what?
That fundamentation thing is there. But not going to church.
No, find a place where you can work out. Where, you know that there's going to be a sukkah.
Okay,
Derek. If there's a reason for you to go, family trip or something like that, it's okay. Later, you lose him. It's a sukkah. That, you know.
You need a sandwich.
Now, the exact get of Hochei Derech is something which is very not borer. What's called Hochei Derech? I'll give you like five cases. We'll try to work it out. But like, The guy who travels from, let's say, Muncie to the city every day to work. Is that considered al chiderach? Hold a second. Who's got to go through all five cases? Or the bracha who goes to some place, Sheva, goes to wherever it is, let's say, Muncie to Pesach, and then the shiva is 2 o'clock in the morning, wants to sleep in his. Does he have to travel back home, or is he considered al chiderach? If you go just a day vacation, if you go, let's say, to Six Flags, is that considered al chiderach? Let's say I go to a museum, in a local museum, where there's no sukkah. Bike riding trip, let's say this comes up in Chol HaMoed. So you take a bike riding trip, you know, they have back in the wadi over there, you go from there to Beit Shemesh. So what exactly? 10-hour trip, so
you have, obviously, you're missing one meal.
What? No. So, look, I think we'll go places which is the most clear. Definitely the most clear is I'm traveling, let's say, from New York to Toronto, I'll go to Niagara Falls. That's all right there. I'm on the road, I'm traveling, take a nice 10-hour trip, I'm out of my house, and I'm mufka from my house, and that for sure is considered a halchei derech. The question is, no, you're halchei derech, you're not mufka to go. If it's bleak derech, then it's derech. It's definitely you're going to Niagara Falls from whatever, that for sure is considered a halchei derech. The question is, if I'm in my house, I'm just going, I'm going somewhere, right? I'm coming back.
More than
Bill away,
why
is not? I go to the local miniature golf. Is that okay, Derek? What?
More than Bill.
I'm the local place. I'm at home. I go now to the. I go shopping in Walmart. I'm at Hokkaid Derek and not Hokkaid Derek, I guess.
How far the drive?
20 minutes.
So why
not Hokkaid Derek? More than Mill? That, to get his mill? Where'd you get that from?
Either
8
minutes,
24
minutes,
20 minutes. Why?
Where did
I come from? What's the point? Yeah, we're going to Akramish. The Torah HaKadurim is Teshuva Tadiru, that if a mufka. No, it's like this. It's possible. Okay, let's backtrack a little bit. We see from the Sigha of the guy who's working, right? The guy who's working is Chanos. We don't say he's chayving eating the sukkah, right? Why is he chayving the sukkah? He's not at home and he's in Manhattan. The answer is because whenever a person is doing regular normal living, you're in your house or you're in your place, you're b'chuy to look over there. So therefore that thing was over. The guy's in the store, it's mavur that bats him, he's b'chuy to go ahead and build a basukah. It's a tircha. It doesn't make a difference. The guy's working in a store somewhere. He has to go ahead and do his sukkah. And also we spoke in the past that a person, let's say he's in the base manager, sometimes he puts his head down to sleep. Is he allowed to do it on sukkahs? Even though normally he would do that, the answer is no, because Teshuvah is mechayev me to be that all my yeshivas sukkah, I'm mechayev to go ahead and be kaveh that in the sukkah. I normally eat in the street, I normally eat in a restaurant, I sleep over there. But Teshuvah can do the chiv sukkah is that I'm mechayev to do all my anything which is a shame yeshivas kaveh to it. I'm mechayev to go ahead and do that in the sukkah. Now we have a new ptur called Hochei Derech. The pshat is somebody is out of his house, and he's not in his house. So while you're traveling, so over there, there's a pater of sukkah, because Teshuvah Kedushah says I can go travel, and when I travel, I'm not in my house. Being I'm not in my house anymore, so therefore, there's a Teshuvah Kedushah says that I'm not mechuyev to go ahead and stay in the sukkah, and whether you have to build a sukkah, that's my grandma Dilavush. And the Paskin, if you're just going for one day, you do not have to go out and build a sukkah. So now the question is, what's called that I'm a Hochei Derech? How far do I have to be? What do you say? So once they get the Oikei Kriyas in the house, what does it mean Oikei Kriyas in the house? What does that mean?
You're going somewhere else. It's a significant amount of time you're out.
What do you say?
It's going to be telling you what a person would do during the year. What would he do if he was at house?
Every time when I'm, when you're, what are we doing there? I'm going to learn the base Smash, I'm building 9 hours Seder. Okay, I'm a Hochei Derech. Why not? I'm at my house. I come back tonight to... Come back tonight.
Schedule.
What do you say?
A normal day and a normal schedule.
And therefore what?
Therefore not there.
It's totally normally what I do. What?
You don't miss a meal. You go to work. Every day you go to work, so...
I'm at the waiter. So what? What?
You miss a normal person.
What do you say?
Wasn't that Dinin Zman?
I mean, can flip it a couple of ways. You want to say Dinin Zman and how far you're going to be. In fact, I'm going to base match for 6 hours now. The butter? I'm a Hochei Derech?
You're not
It
was the whole thing. It was definitely was. Well, okay, that's Hochi Derech for sure. That's fine.
Every week goes back forth.
Fine, that's still Hochi Derech. It's going on a nice long Gesunter Geschmack. Okay, so we can say Gedder Shad is that Yitzchak Hakim in actual traveling or when I get to the place. In the actual traveling, so I'm going to have to handle maybe how long, how much. Once I'm in that place, I'm in the Beis Medrash. I'm Kavua, therefore what? I'm going to build a sukkah in the Beis Medrash. But we say if you travel one night, I'm going to go build a sukkah.
You're not traveling.
What do you say?
You're not traveling.
So what's the guy there?
Go back to your sukkah.
What do you say?
You're not a whole day if you're walking 2 minutes to Beis Medrash, you can stay in the Beis Medrash.
Because you're still around, right? Okay, so now the question is going to be, here's that in the Kudu saying?
Let me charge a half hour job in the house.
So how far? What are we talking about? How far?
However far would be like a big deal for you to go back for you.
Well, so that's a big deal. I'm over Rajba to go back to, you know, when you know over Rajba, I want to go back.
That's not how they draw from you.
Huh? Okay, so the Ptur is what? So what the Ptur is what? The Ptur is when somebody
going somewhere, traveling.
I'm going somewhere. So what's the good? I'm traveling somewhere, so since it's a normal person that leaves the house when you're traveling, therefore I'm not any more snackers to my house. So let's say I go to the museum 45 minutes away. What is that? That's a Hidrachim or not a Hidrachim?
Yes, that's right.
Huh?
It's probably like a moment that how long are you going to be there for?
I'm going to 4 hours to the museum. Tzadokah, why the 4 hour museum? Hold on a second. The 4 hour museum, you think you are, Pater?
Yeah.
Why? And as I go for the. So why for the 4 hour Seder?
How long you go
for the 4 hour? Why for the 4 hour Seder is it different?
What's the difference how long you go for? Why isn't it how far?
Huh?
Start
so let's say I go 45 minutes away to learn. Ben's not, I don't place where anyone's going to bother me. I'm going to go to Beis Medrash, the first Beis Medrash, where. Close Beis Medrash, Matic Town, close Beis Medrash is a 25-minute drive.
According to them.
Huh?
Why is there any difference how long you can be in that place for? Why is it there? How far is it?
It could be, yeah, I don't know. It could be, sure.
It's
a great gather. I mean, okay, Rabbi Yashiv, I'll tell you the names, but Rabbi Yashiv said the gather is you have to be traveling out of the city. If you're in the city, then you're always going to be chayiv. What's the gather of a city? It doesn't make a difference how big. Out of the city, right? He said, even if you have a very big city, New York City, that's all one, that's all the same city.
That city
has a sukkah,
then you're
going to
go to that
sukkah.
Well, second,
what? And Vitali, what?
The suburb is far away.
And you know that would be considered his gather, which I don't know. When it's a Kralitz, what? Okay. Hilchos Chag B'Chag on Ois Chav Tes brings down that he holds that the only time we consider a Hilchi Derech between Maskim Loi or Chaim Kanievsky, whatever that means, that it's only if you mafkir yourself in your house. What's called mafkir yourself in the house? So he holds that unless you're traveling, if you're just coming back a day, that's not cool. You left your house. You're in the house. You went somewhere. And then there's Vincent Krause's gather is like when you're traveling, it's okay. Well, how much traveling does that have to be? If the amount of traveling was a person would normally eat in that time, that's considered No, so there's a time when a person who would eat. Okay, let's leave that news. Kozma, I think you're traveling, I think is posture. Let's say traveling from Shine to Mnebrag. I think it's that for sure. I'm traveling, right? It's 45 minutes away. If I'm traveling somewhere, so I'm a Hochi Derech, right? If I'm going somewhere.
Should
I
eat a mic on a bus?
What
do
you say?
Should I eat a mic on a bus?
I think so. I was thinking I'm traveling somewhere. Now, that's Yisham we said over there. If Zera didn't eat, if you're not, it's that.
The question is, if you're going on the bus at 10 o'clock and you're arriving at 11,
Right.
I'm saying like,
it might be putter,
but
I'm saying.
But you're only eating if you're hungry, right? You're not just not eating for fun,
no,
right?
No, I'm saying not because there's normal times feeds. I'm saying he's going to wash on the bus.
For what? So he's showing me, brought down his area, didn't he? That there was an Indian to go ahead and. Go ahead and do it.
So,
as I go to Great Adventures, right? So now I'm there. So if I go to work, says I'm not traveling. Says I'm living.
What if I stop over somewhere? So I go from like New York to Toronto
and
I stop in like Buffalo.
So that's the question. Am I going to rob that? If I just that night, I'm equipped to look around for a sukkah. I'm equipped to look around for a sukkah. No, it's definitely when I get to Great Adventures, I'm equipped to look around for a sukkah, right?
No, but maybe
I'm going to look around for sukkah, and the sukkah area I definitely have to pay somebody and try it. What? What? They do or don't?
They don't.
Well, no one. Okay, like this. We always have Ramosha. You have to remember, you always have Ramosha, right? Ramosha doesn't like this. You always have. Okay, let's do maybe. Let's go. We always have Yishami saying nice. Good Jewish thing to do. We always have a Moshe holds. Doesn't Shlomo Zalman done all this whole teal business? You have to just remember that. They hold this whole thing that Bechlal is not going to be part there. The problem is very not clear exactly what you know. It's definitely the old days when they meant traveling was like they just travel. They went for a week, 2 weeks. You know, it was like a whole. They were traveling. You know, it wasn't like just like well, they travel for a day. It was like a whole full traveling thing. Over here, they're going for like an hour trip. Wait, yeah, I'm not sure if that's considered.
If you're going to Six Flags on like that day, you're not traveling anywhere.
Right, it could be. But what's what? Even when you're traveling, also?
Yeah, the whole day.
Even when you're traveling, also? Yeah. Let's start taking a bike trip. A bike trip. Yeah, the whole trip is traveling. The whole trip is traveling. The whole trip is traveling.
Well,
what do you say? Right. According to what's this? I don't know what this is.
Well.
No, so that's no. So when you're near work, you're mechuyev to go to the Vilna Sukkah because, right, now I'm kavu in this place. This is regular normal living, and therefore I'm mechuyev to go ahead and do it. Fine. One last halacha says shemir ear b'yoyim is pata b'yoyim v'chayim b'layla shemir b'layla. The somebody is a shomer here over there is going to be potter. Why isn't he potter over there? So, some halacha would come to the whole sukkah is that also, let's say somebody is he's afraid that if he sleeps in the sukkah, Ganav is going to break into his house. So, you see something about Pritzah Garli Ganav that if it's going to cause the Ganav to happen, then you can be potter. So, if somebody sleeps in the sukkah, he feels that, he's worried about people breaking into his house because they know that there's no
security guards.
What do you say? So that's just how much money you have to spend again. You know, that'll be telling that to the Cheshvan, how much you have to go ahead and spend to go ahead and do it. Let's say somebody is a shomer in yeshiva, security guard. Is he mechuyev?
That's
what?
The building is in the front. We said it's you have to be able to walk around.
What do you say?
We have to go up and walk around.
He's in the sukkah, there's no point to check.
Right, that's awesome. Because if you can't find the sukkah easily, so then being that he has to be in a certain
spot. If he puts the sukkah outside, then he defeats the whole.
Right, if he has to be in a certain spot, and the chanami, that's something which is going to be a problem. Oh, I forgot to mention. Shemei Hochli Drachim, what about the Laila Vishaina? Is there be a Petor on Laila Vishaina or not? Is a Petor only on the other days? Or even. What? Now, if you travel, it depends if you're traveling. So the Zmachalik Zinali Rabbi Prima Gaddim. So, when being arrived from the Mor Sukkim Zayin, Mor Sukkim Zayin brings down that the Amoroyim were Yushim Ve'ifer. They were in the with the Raya and they were out in the fields. They came back on Shemini Atzeres and they didn't make a bracha. So, Mor brings the Raya that you don't make a bracha on Shemini Atzeres. So, from there we see that they were. All 8 days, they didn't have a sukkah. They came back and Shemini Atzeres. They make a sukkah. They make a bracha to them. So from there, they want to bring a raya that on Laila Rishayna also there'll be a pter of of Halchei Drachim. Because it says over there, these Amiram came, they were in the Yishim Be'ifra, that was Lashon, they were in the Roya Behemoth, and they came back on Shemin HaTzaris, they didn't make a bracha. So Mar means, right, you'll make a bracha on Shemin HaTzaris. In fact, Mar, maybe the whole command of Amir holds that once you make a bracha first, you'll make a bracha. The Mar says, no, they weren't so all 8 days. So for now, once being right, for Laila Rishon, it'll be a chay, that also be a perturbed of, also be a perturbed. The Kriyakov wants to be chalik. He says it's not a raya from over there. He says because over there, he says maybe the reason why that pater was because Eisim is a pater in a mitzvah. It's not all it's halchei drachim. He said what was Eisim a mitzvah over there? He says darkev sadikim to go misplaced this in the fields. Right, it sounds familiar. Darkev sadikim go to what time is it? To be okay, finish up. Darkev sadikim go to be misplaced in the field. And therefore, he wants to say that we're not be a raya. And they want to say the whole Torah is going to Diro, just like we say Yorid Geshamim, a person is a Bichayev. So then it should be a similar type of thing that we say Yorid Geshamim, also a person would be Ksidchayev, and therefore they want to say that Lamaisa Kipshutai, there would not be a Hatter. Give him 10.